Discover the profound insights and transformative truths about Jesus, the great I AM, and Jesus as the Resurrection, and see our series designed to inspire and uplift your spiritual journey. Dive into the complete collection here. I AM Series, Jesus the Resurrection. In John chapter 11 verses 25 to 26, amidst one of the most profound moments of his earthly ministry, Jesus makes a declaration that transcends time and death. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. This statement, made in the context of raising Lazarus from the dead, offers profound hope and assurance of eternal life to all who believe in him. The resurrection and the life, a declaration of power. Jesus claimed to be the resurrection and the life as both a statement of his divine authority and a promise of eternal life to his followers. In the context of first century Judaism, the concept of resurrection was not entirely foreign, but Jesus expands it from a future hope to a present reality. By identifying himself as the source of resurrection and life, Jesus asserts his power over death and his role as the giver of eternal life. Contextualizing the declaration, this declaration occurs during the dramatic scene of Lazarus's death and resurrection. Martha, grieving the loss of her brother, expresses faith in Jesus' power to heal but is confronted with an even greater revelation. Jesus tells her, "Your brother will rise again," to which she responds with a conventional belief in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus then shifts the focus from a future event to his present identity, proclaiming, "I am the resurrection and the life." This shift emphasizes that eternal life is not merely a future hope but a present reality in him. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Conquering death. Jesus' statement, "Though he die, yet shall he live," directly addresses the human condition of mortality. Death is the ultimate fear and the final enemy, but Jesus declares his victory over it. His resurrection power is not limited to a future event but is active in the present, offering believers the assurance that physical death is not the end. This promise transforms the Christian understanding of death, providing a foundation of hope and courage. Eternal life, the promise, "Everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die," speaks to the eternal life that begins the moment one believes in Jesus. This eternal life is not merely endless existence but a quality of life that begins now and extends beyond physical death. It is a life characterized by a relationship with God, imbued with his peace, joy, and purpose. Believers are invited to live in the reality of this eternal life, experiencing its transformative power daily. Invitation to believe. Jesus concludes his declaration with a direct question to Martha, "Do you believe this?" This question is crucial, as it calls for a personal response. Belief in Jesus as the resurrection and the life is not merely intellectual assent but involves trust and reliance on him. It is an invitation to place one's faith in his power over death and his promise of eternal life. This belief transforms how we live, giving us hope, purpose, and confidence in the face of life's challenges. The impact of resurrection power. The resurrection of Lazarus serves as a powerful demonstration of Jesus' authority over death. It foreshadows his own resurrection, which is the cornerstone of Christian faith. The resurrection power that raised Lazarus and Jesus from the dead is the same power available to believers today. It assures us that no situation is beyond God's power to redeem and that our ultimate destiny is secure in him. Conclusion. Jesus' declaration, "I am the resurrection and the life," offers profound hope and assurance to all who believe in him. In a world where death seems final and fears abound, Jesus provides the ultimate solution and comfort. His promise of eternal life transforms our perspective on mortality, giving us hope and courage to face the future. Let us respond to his invitation, place our trust in his resurrection power, and live in the reality of the eternal life he offers.